Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Johanna Mariah, and she is a master's student in the Environment and Community program at Humboldt State University. She grew up in a rural indigenous community in the Andes, and quinoa was a staple food there. So we're going to talk about quinoa. Now, quinoa is something that is grown here on the coast. There are several farmers who are starting to grow it, but it's a relatively new food to North America, I think. But it has been eaten for thousands of years in South America. Why is quinoa such an important food to indigenous people?
Hello, everyone. Nice to meet you. I'm Jennifer. Quinoa is such an important food in the Andes because give a lot of energy for people who are working. And also, we prepare different type of food from quinoa. It's the basic food, not just the quinoa. We have different, like amaranta, I think.
Oh, amaranth, sure.
Amaranth, yeah. Uh-huh. That is the most easy way to prepare our cereal. Uh-huh. So amaranth and quinoa is very important, like corn, like a potato. Mm-hmm. So for us, is we have different soup we prepare with quinoa. And also, I believe like my grandma, my mom prepare food because she feels like if she give us the food in the morning, we can work and we are no complaining. We are hungry.
Uh-huh.
And you know, I was in the Andes, you are working all day, walking. And as a child, we get hungry, you know.
Uh-huh.
So with quinoa, all these, you know, foods which has like a potato, like corn, high carbohydrates,
uh-huh,
sometimes help us to stay more time working in the field and less hungry.
Uh-huh.
So quinoa, it was like, it was so important, like meat, you know, we don't easily get hungry later.
It's such a nice balanced food too, because it has so much protein in it. It has complete protein, mm-hmm, so that if you don't have access to a lot of meat, you can get some of those nutrients in your body that way too.
Exactly, because we have animals like alpaca, llamas, cows, but sometimes we don't want to always to have the meat, you know. Like you say, we changed to sometimes to prepare just the quinoa, you know, for like 3 weeks, and after we can, you know, add some meat maybe. So it's good balance, I think. That is why it was for generation important quinoa for those people.
How high of an elevation did you live at?
Like 13,000 feet.
13,000 feet. Holy cow. That's way up there. So
yeah, it's very high. Yeah. And there are different levels too.
So this crop actually grew at those altitudes.
Yeah. We have quinoa different, like more than 3,000 varieties. Some of varieties can grow up in the very high altitude, some of them low altitude, even in humid climate, mm-hmm, too, they can grow quinoa.
Yeah,
that is why in Lima, in the coast, people are growing quinoa. So there are different type of variety, and they have different flavor too. So, you know, some of them, like you say, is more bitter, you say?
Oh, bitter, yeah.
We call the red one puka quinoa, we call. And some of them varieties have in different, like in the Apurimac, in the high altitudes, there are some communities has different type of quinoa.
Uh-huh.
They call with different names. Uh-huh.
So isolated that they've developed a variety that is only known in that area,
yes,
it seems like.
Yes, yeah.
So you're just growing enough for your families.
Yes.
In these small communities. And how much would that be? How much area are you growing in quinoa?
How much is all this university? Like a half.
Oh, okay.
Of the university. I don't know how much is.
I don't know how many acres it is either.
But it's like, for example, the communities have communal land.
Uh-huh.
So the authorities, the government give the land to each family. It's less than 1 hectare.
Oh, okay.
It's less one. But if you have big family, you can have more. And so it's like for the production is just for 1 year. Like you can put potato, corn, or quinoa, and you have this production for 1 year. So mm-hmm. we don't sell
Oh, okay.
We
so
don't
it's
sell,
just
we
for
don't,
sustaining just for the family.
Yeah.
So other than quinoa, what other crops do you grow? You grow corn?
We have like a oyuco, we call, which is, we don't have a lot of vegetables in the Andes, but we have oyuco, which I think replaced that oyuco. I don't know how to translate in English. I didn't find to. Oca. Oca is the same too. It's sweet. Also, we have mashua. I went to Matol Valley. Uh-huh. I met Kyle. It was someone who was planting different varieties of food from South America. And
oh, so they were trying different varieties.
He told me someone brought this mashua from Peru and he was growing and it was sweet. He was telling me, wow, this is so good. And yeah, it was a mashua we have. And also we have different type of potatoes and also habas we call. It's like a type of beans and amaranta.
Okay, an amaranth as seed, like quinoa. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
what are some of the ways that you eat quinoa that you think people would be surprised in this country? Like there was a fermented drink that you make.
Yeah, we made like chicha of quinoa. We usually prepare it from corn, but also from quinoa too. Like, you know, I try to prepare here myself too. What you did is you have the quinoa and you toast it.
Oh, okay.
And after you put this one in big bowl. Uh-huh. With pineapple and also orange, like half of the orange. You can put also banana, the peels.
And this is going to be an alcoholic beverage,
yeah.
I'm imagining, right? That's where we're headed with this, right? It's a fermented and it becomes like alcohol.
Yeah, like a kombucha.
Oh, okay.
Like a kombucha. Okay. And so you cook this one for like 3 hours in water. Like uh-huh. quinoa, you have all this, you know,
okay.
in big bowl. After that, you just separate the water and you blend it, the quinoa. Uh-huh. You can have chicha very, like a very liquid.
Uh-huh.
Or you can have very thick.
Okay. Yeah.
So some people just blend it and add to the chicha. And after you leave that for like 5 days, and you can add maybe some yeast, maybe.
Uh-huh. Yeast.
And you have in 5 days, I think, yeah, you need to add sugar, you know, uh-huh. to have fermentation.
Right, to have that bubble up and produce the alcohol.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And also, there are now, I saw many people preparing chicha of quinoa. So in YouTube, you can find in English, you will find different kinds of people.
I'm feeling like I want to go home and start making some of this. It sounds like a fun project.
Yeah, it's so delicious and it's good for your body. And, you know, it's like a kombucha, you know, uh-huh. a lot of probiotics mm-hmm. you have. So mm-hmm. it's good, I think. So people in the Andes, we drink a lot of chicha working in the field. I was drinking. Like, uh-huh. we don't drink water.
Uh-huh.
Well, we drink a little bit, but most of the time we drink just a chicha. Like, you feel thirsty, and what do you drink is not water. We drink chicha.
Well, it seems like it has energy in it. It has, you know, it has mm-hmm. nutrition in it. It's not just drinking water. And if you're working in the field like that, you're going to need more than just water. You're going to need some energy so you can keep working.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that is why maybe for 1,000 years, we just drink chicha and working all day, you know, in the field. So it's very large process and very hard to work to in order to have quinoa. Potato, it's really whole year you are working to still the soil and to put a quinoa.
I'm thinking too is that at that altitude things are not growing as quickly, so
yes.
that it takes a lot more time for a crop to get to maturity than it might somewhere that's lower elevation.
Yes, usually for quinoa we plant in October, we can harvest in April or March. So which is more like 5-6 months.
Mm-hmm. I think in 4 months is about what it takes here on the coast to grow a crop of quinoa.
Yeah, in the Andes, yeah, it requires a lot of work too, you know.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us, you know, what it's like to be having quinoa up in your indigenous village. Thank you so much.
No, thank you. Thank you so much to you.
Grapes and the cakes, hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden, and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought.